Welcome to the Higher Purpose Podcast, where spirituality meets business. I am your host, Janet Hymas. I'm a certified spiritual business coach, a multi-passionate entrepreneur, a worldwide traveler, and an avid chai tea lover. I'm so thrilled to have you here with me today. In this podcast, we talk about all of the spiritual and business things. This is to help you discover your soul purpose and learn how to monetize it. Because let's face it, if we plan on living here on earth, we might as well learn how to make some money while doing the things that we absolutely love. In today's episode, we're going to talk about freelancing. It's a topic that is near and dear to my heart. You may be asking yourself, how does freelancing contribute to me building my conscious business or help me discover my soul purpose? As someone who was a freelancer for so many years, this is exactly what we're going to dive into. So if you're ready like I am, let's get into it. To kick off today's episode, let's discuss what freelancing is. Freelancing is a form of self-employment. You work for yourself. You charge whatever you think is fair for your services. You're hired by individuals, businesses, or nonprofit organizations. If you make more than $600 a year as a freelancer, you will receive a 1099 versus a W-2. Freelancers who do this full time tend to pay for their own business expenses. Freelancers can also set up their own schedule. They could also offer their services to people at a part-time basis while they work full-time. Now you may be saying, Janet, why would I want to explore freelancing if it entails me paying for my own business expenses? Freelancing can help you in various ways. For me personally, in all of my years of freelancing, it helped me narrow down my sole purpose. It also supplemented income that I needed to invest in my new business while also helping me gain new experience in whatever industry I was tapping into at the time, enhance my skill sets, and get more knowledge, which allowed me to be such a valuable asset. Let's touch on the first part. Freelancing can help you narrow down your soul purpose. If you are someone who works full-time and it's something that you don't find fulfilling at all, and you want to be doing something that's much more meaningful and impactful, freelancing can help you discover what that may be. Many people who work full-time often utilize their weekends and their evenings to escape the life they have versus utilize that time to create the life that they want. If you always find yourself coming home after work, go on social media, or even binge watch your favorite Netflix show, I challenge you to replace that time by exploring your hobbies and exploring the things that you feel are part of your soul dharma. For example, let's say if you're someone who's really into being eco-friendly, you are always the person who is seeing recycling, composting. Your friends come to you to ask you all of the questions about being eco-friendly. You choose to ride your bicycle or carpool versus driving your own car. It's a hobby of yours. You're passionate about it. Let's say you also love to paint. You sometimes go take classes, you know, wine and paint, where you drink wine and you're painting at the same time. You're really good at painting. You're a natural artist, but it's something that you've never really explored to do full time. If you were my coaching client, this is the advice that I would give to you. If you want to explore how maybe becoming a painter full time can help you build your business, then let's get into that. I want you to sit down and look up Google, research on YouTube, on TikTok, all these people who teach others how to paint. You can easily go to your local community and host events where you teach people how to paint. You can also create content around how to paint. Tell people how to choose the right paintbrushes, you know, and also tell them all about the small little details that are important to become a better painter. I'm not saying to go off and be Leonardo da Vinci, but if that's your goal, go for it. But in this scenario, what we're exploring is if painting full time and teaching others how to be a painter is something that's in alignment with your dharma and is fulfilling and is something that you can make money off of. And let me specify something. You can always make money off of the knowledge that you have. If you are really good at something, you can make money off of it. Okay? Because people are always looking to learn in a way that doesn't require them to go back to school, something that is time efficient and saves them money. So let's say, again, let's go back to the example. Let's say you're my client, you have hobbies such as learning how to be eco-friendly, and you love painting. So my advice would be, I want you to go look and see what other people are doing. People who are very successful in the sense of they teach others how to paint and they're doing that full time. What kind of products and services do they offer? What kind of content do they create? Then I want you to start doing the same exact thing. I want you to go and create content around the knowledge that you have. Give people tips, host lives, tell people where they can find supplies and see what kind of engagement you get. And also start telling your friends and family that you're going to start teaching people how to become a painter or how to improve their painting skills. Ask them to share with their friends and family. Another idea is to go to Eventbrite, host an online event or an in-person event in your local community, teaching people how to improve their painting skills. If you were my coaching client, I would tell you to do exactly that and see how that feels. Tap into every single session that you lead where you are teaching people how to paint and come back and tell me, does that feel fulfilling? Do you enjoy it? That's freelancing itself. If you are working full time and you start this side gig of being a painter and you're charging people for it, that is freelancing because you're doing it on your own time and you're working for yourself. So let's say after a couple weeks or, you know, maybe a couple months, you're like, Janet, painting was fun, but I actually don't find it to be very meaningful. It's not fulfilling. You know, it is great that I teach people how to paint, but I feel like I'm not creating a bigger impact in the world. What do I do? I'm like, all right, well, we explored that. Let's explore something else. You like being eco-friendly. Why don't we tap into that? See how it feels when you go to businesses and say, hey, I'm going to host a workshop here for 60 minutes. I'll charge you X, Y, and Z to teach your business how to be more eco-friendly. This is how it's going to benefit you and your business. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Or again, you can go back to Eventbrite. You host an online event or host an in-person event. You invite local business owners or you invite people to attend so that way you can show them in 90 minutes how they can be more eco-friendly around the house or in their business. Instead of posting content around painting, now you start sharing tips and advice around how to be more eco-friendly. And that type of work is starting to feel much more fulfilling because not only are you helping people, you're helping the world. You're helping Mother Nature. So the reason why I give these examples is because freelancing is an opportunity for you to see what hobbies are much more fulfilling to you. It's an opportunity for you to try out different things. How do you know what you're meant to do here on earth if you don't give yourself a chance to experience different things in your life? See, the problem nowadays is that people love utilizing their weekend and their evenings to escape the life that they have versus create the life that they want. Instead of scrolling on social media, instead of binge watching Netflix, and trust me, I love my Netflix, I love my Amazon Prime, but I do that after I have already spent some time doing things that I know contribute to my life goals. So if you want to explore your hobbies, if you want to explore your interests and see if you can make money off of it, then I encourage you to utilize your free time to learn from other people. Go and Google, YouTube, look on TikTok, look up your hobbies and see what people are doing around it. There's so many people out there who are making money off of the things they thought that were just so basic. You may be like, Janet, I have a lot of hobbies. I have a lot of interests. Great. Try them all out. See how it feels. It's okay to try out different things. And if you don't like it, to go a different direction. Just because one door closes doesn't mean that another one won't open. In my experience, I went from finance to the music industry to where I am today. And freelancing helped me narrow down what my sole purpose is. For 4 years, I worked really hard to get into the music industry. And I was utilizing freelancing to help build my skills and knowledge and also explore different areas in the music industry where I could work to the point where I ended up working full-time at a music tech company, did that for a while, and I realized that it wasn't fulfilling at all. So I quit and went back to freelancing. It's okay if you need to change directions. There's no right or wrong. What's really important is that you're taking action that is in alignment with your values and your dharma, that you're listening to what feels good to you, and you are doing things according to what is important to you versus the opinions of others. So let's review that one more time. Freelancing can help you narrow down your sole purpose by trying out different things while you are working full time. This will require some sacrifice because instead of going out partying with your friends, you may utilize that time to learn more about building a business around this hobby that you have. Or you would utilize that time to host an event and see how people respond to it. And all of this is going to contribute to you finally realizing what your dharma is. Freelancing can also contribute to you building your conscious business after you already know what your dharma is. So when I was working in the music industry, I was doing mostly marketing stuff and also the right hand to the CEO and the CFO. When I realized that I did not want to work in the music industry, after going through my spiritual awakening, I realized that I wanted to be in a much more meaningful place where I'm impacting people at a personal level and helping changing the world. I decided to step away from my full-time job and I went back into freelancing. What this looked like was me pitching my marketing services to individuals, charging them very little money to do their social media. And I decided to also pick up a serving job. I found a serving job that was only 3 days a week and it was enough money for me to sustain myself. And then during the week, I was just, because I was working there from like Friday to Sunday. And then during the week, I would just focus on my freelancing business. I only had like one or two clients when I first started. During my time as a freelancer, after quitting my full-time job, all the money that I was getting from my clients, I would reinvest in myself by taking more classes, invest in mentorship. It got to the point where I was getting so good at what I was doing, I was making enough money to just do that full-time. And that's when I realized, oh, hey, I want to start my own business. So before quitting my serving job, the money that I was getting from my clients, I started investing towards my business. I hired someone to help me build a website. I looked into someone doing my branding. I even hired a VA, aka a virtual assistant, to help me with some of the work so I could take on more clients. And then finally, I felt ready to start an LLC. Because I realized quickly that I needed to start my own business and write all of these expenses off. And that's when my digital marketing agency was born. And this happened over the course of several months, close to a year. When I launched my conscious business, because I already had so much experience, had so much knowledge, within 4 months, I was able to manifest more than 6 figures a year. I say all of that to say, my friends, is that freelancing helped me launch my conscious business and be very successful in less than 4 months. The reason why is because I invested in myself. I expanded my knowledge base. I hired a VA. I made sure that I knew how to manage my finances. I also learned how to get more clients. I learned how to communicate better as a salesperson. I learned where to go to get more clients. When you start exploring what it would look like to build your conscious business, the first phase is to expand your skill set and expand your knowledge base. Another important element to this is mentorship or coaching. You may say, Janet, well, I don't have extra money. There is a way to get some extra money. One, go back and look at your finances and see where you're spending the most. A lot of times it's your usual rent, mortgage, utilities. Look at your finances, look and see where you're spending your money and try to eliminate any extra money that you're spending on things that you don't need. Something that I've done in the past is that anytime that I felt that I needed to spend money on clothes, instead of doing that, I was like, okay, how much would I pay for that shirt? $20. You know what? I'm just going to take those $20 and I'm going to put it in my savings account. I was putting it in my business savings account because that was the money that I was using to reinvest in myself. So when you feel the urge to buy something that you don't need, calculate how much you would have spent and then immediately take that money out and put it in your account that you use to reinvest in yourself and in your business. Let's say you've already reviewed your finances and you found some extra money. Start collecting that money so that way you can invest in learning how to build your conscious business. I would like for you to explore mentorship. Now, a lot of times mentors do charge. However, there's a different approach to this. Find someone who does exactly what you want to do online or in your local community, but make sure that they're very successful. Make sure they do this full time. And let me just stress something. They don't have to be extremely successful, but just someone who does it full time and they know what they're doing. This is why I always like to look at people's websites and social media. If I don't see them often posting online, if I don't see them having a lot of engagement, if they also still have, if they still have a full-time job, I tend to lean towards people who seem much more knowledgeable in the space that I want to tap into. Find three people, one in your local community or two in your local community and one online. What you're going to do is reach out to them and say, hey, I want to be what you are. Let's say you're someone who wants to be a full-time astrologer. You find an astrologer's office, you go online and you find a bunch of astrologers you'd love to work with. Go to them and say, hey, I want to be a full-time astrologer just like you. I would like to offer myself as an assistant for your business in exchange for pay if you have it available, but also in exchange for mentorship. A lot of times these successful business owners need help. They may not pay you as much as you'd like, but that's okay because you're already working full time. What you're really doing here is trying to get mentorship for them. Something that I've learned and rich in the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is in the book, there's a story of two boys who ask a rich dad for advice. And what he does is work for me and in exchange, work for me for 10 cents an hour, and I'll also give you advice. That I thought that was brilliant. Because if you are someone who doesn't have any experience in building a conscious business, but you know what your dharma is, surround yourself with those who are doing it already. So that way you can gain real-time experience, get advice, and can take aligned action after. And I think one of the best ways to do that is by connecting with people and offering your services as an assistant to get started. That's exactly what I did when I wanted to tap into the music industry. I came on as a music assistant at this music tech company before I became full-time and became a marketing pro. So let's go back to the astrologer story. You go up to them and you say, hey, I want to be a full-time astrologer, but I don't know how to build my business. It looks like you know what the heck you're doing. I would like to be your assistant, help you in whatever you need while I get mentorship from you. It's really up for discussion if you end up getting paid or not. So it might look like an internship, but a lot of times these businesses do need help. And if they're successful and they need help, then they'll be able to pay you for your freelancing work. When you are working for them, ask for advice, hone into whatever you are doing for them, and always be open to whatever comes before you, because this is how you're going to learn to build your conscious business. So let's say you are getting paid as an assistant working for this astrologer. Before I move forward to the next part, something that I'm already hearing people say, me, an assistant? I was a full-time personal banker. I was a manager at this store. I was this, I was that. Being an assistant is low. Being an assistant is not low at all, guys. Let me remind you that when I was working in the music industry and I found it to be very unfulfilling, I quit and I went freelancing and I picked up a serving job. It was very difficult for me to go from working full-time at my supposed dream job to going back to serving because I thought that I was going backwards, but you're not, because I knew that everything that I was doing was contributing to my long-term goal. It was contributing to me living my dharma. So don't look at it as you going backwards. Look at it as an opportunity. Oh my God, I'm getting real-time experience right now in the space that I want to be in. The best teacher is hands-on experience. If you feel like you're going backwards, know that you're not. As long as you are taking action that is in alignment with your dharma and with your energy, you are moving much quicker forward than you are backwards. Let's say you are making some money as an intern working for this person. And, you know, every once in a while, you are offering your services to people and people are paying you. What are you going to do with that money? You're going to utilize that money to reinvest in yourself and in your business. Instead of using the money that you have from your full-time job, because let's face it, a lot of people may be living paycheck to paycheck. And they're like, Janet, I literally don't have no extra money for my business. That's okay. This is why I'm offering this advice of you working as an assistant for someone who's in the same space that you want to be in. Take that money and reinvest it in your conscious business. Learn how to do sales. Learn how to build your business. Invest in classes. Don't just stop with that one person that you're working for. Go explore other people who are also successful. Tell them that you want to pay for 60 minutes of their time so you can ask for a lot of advice. Guys, again, talk to people who are already doing what you want to do and then take aligned action. This may look like hiring a website designer to build your landing page. This may look like already starting sales where you are pitching your services to get more clients. Over time, the more knowledge you receive around building your conscious business, you're going to notice that it's going to be easier to manifest clients. But one thing that's extremely important is that you take action. You're not going to be able to work full time, living your dharma, running your conscious business, if you are obtaining all this information, but you don't do anything about it. The money that you get as a freelancer can contribute to you launching your business. Even if you don't go and work for someone as an assistant, picking up side gigs, such as offering your services to your friends and family and utilizing that money to expand your knowledge, is going to go a long way as well. You want to get to the point where you are so busy working on your freelancing side gig that you can quit your full-time job. At the end of the day, guys, I'm not going to tell you what you should do, but I'm just going to tell you what has worked for me and what has worked for many of my clients and for other people. Freelancing, it's so beneficial. For those who don't know what their dharma is, you can work for yourself during your free time, explore your different hobbies, pitch your services, pitch your products, see how it feels. And if you don't find this hobby meaningful, then move on to the next one. Keep going, guys, until you find that thing that you know is in alignment with your dharma. You can always work with coaches as well to help discover your soul purpose, like myself. Freelancing can help you build your conscious business. All of the money that you make living your dharma while you're working full time, not meant for your vacation, it's meant to build your conscious business. So that way you get to the point where you're doing that full time as a conscious entrepreneur. And then the money that you are making as a conscious entrepreneur, then you can actually go buy yourself something nice. When you are exploring what freelancing is going to look like for you, and also are exploring courses and masterclasses and YouTube videos, make sure you learn about managing your finances. So that way you don't have to pay a lot of taxes at the end of the year. And more importantly, you know how to manage your cash flow and you can mix profit, and you could also even hire a team potentially in the future. All of this is going to be very beneficial to you. I really hope you guys enjoyed today's episode on freelancing, how it can help you balance your full-time job while you discover your soul purpose and growing your conscious business to the point where you can transition away from your unfulfilling full-time job and live your entrepreneur dreams. Don't be afraid to try out new things, my friends. Invest in your education and seek mentorship from professional experts in the industry you're trying to tap into. With these tools and the courage to pursue your soul purpose, you can manifest abundance and monetize your dreams. If you have any feedback, any questions or comments, please feel free to reach out on Instagram. My information is down below. If you loved this episode, your review would be highly appreciated. And please don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for tuning in. And until next time, keep striving for your higher purpose.